First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. Meeting with newsmen and responsibility to the public. There is a relationship. That in 1 minute.
I'm here with fastest typist in the world, Estelle Fingerman, who's attempting to break her own record of 215 words a minute. Think you can do it, Estelle?
Of course. It's working.
You mean your nimble fingers?
No, my body oil. It's working.
Body oil underarm deodorant is a different kind of powdery spray. It doesn't just work once and then quit. Every time you begin to perspire, body oil works again and again. So the more you need it, the more it works.
And she's typing words faster than she can say them.
I-T-F-O-C-F-W-O-R-K-I-N-G. It's working. I-T-F-O-C-F-W-O-R-K-I-N-G.
Body oil. The more you need it, the more it works.
Mediquit first aid spray. Those cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, and the Mediquit can help a lot of things.
Wake up, Harold. You've been sleeping on that beach blanket for an hour. You'll get a terrible sunburn.
Too late, Wanda. I got a sunburn.
If you get sunburned, spray it with Mediquit. The same Mediquit you use for minor cuts and scrapes helps take the heat out of a sunburn fast.
Mediquit can help a lot of cuts, scrapes, mosquito bites, sunburn.
Secretary of State Rogers is not the first high official who has been shy about meeting with the Washington Press Corps. Several weeks ago, spokesman Ronald Ziegler said the president would soon be meeting with the press. Ziegler now says there are no plans for the president to meet with the press. And apparently there are no plans for the Secretary of State to meet with the press either. No one is quite sure why. His spokesman explains that he is very busy. The summit last week and international conference next week in Helsinki, of all places. Moreover, the secretary has been meeting with some congressional committees, answering their questions, sometimes in public, sometimes not. Hardly a day passes without newsmen badgering spokesmen about the secretary's continuing refusal to hold a news conference here. The spokesmen say they pass on the requests, but the fact is there has not been any satisfaction in some time. The secretary's last news conference in Washington was on February 15th of this year, according to the State Department's own records. That means one in almost 6 months. That is not exactly gushing with official information. There has been little of that. The secretary held five news conferences in 1969, six in all of 1970, eight in 1971, roughly the same number in 1972, several of those specifically to attack the Democratic Party candidates during the election. And this year, to repeat, one. This is not to say that the secretary has not met with any newsmen at all. In fact, during his many trips abroad, he does find time to open himself to some of their questions at airports on his arrival or departure. Not even the State Department calls these news conferences, though. They're called exchanges of remarks. During his swing through Latin America in May, for example, Rogers had two exchanges of remarks in Mexico City, one in Venezuela, one in Peru, one in Colombia, one in Brazil, and one in Argentina. And earlier this month, he had an exchange of remarks in Tehran and another in Copenhagen. Other than that, he had a news conference in Paris after the Vietnam Peace Conference in March. But only that one news conference with the reporters who regularly cover the building of his responsibility, namely the State Department. If there is no communication between the secretary and these reporters, and little to no communication between the secretary's spokesman and these reporters, which has been the case for quite a few months now, then there is, by definition, little communication between the secretary and the public. If it is felt that such communication is unimportant, then there is a good deal of confusion about the functions of the Secretary of State. Many people have felt that at least one such function was to inform and educate the American people about the new directions in Nixon administration foreign policy. For example, just the other day at San Clemente, California, the Western White House, Henry Kissinger, the presidential aide, told reporters at one of several of his recent meetings with newsmen that the American people will have to become rather sophisticated about U.S. foreign policy because, he said, that policy is so subtle. But how are they to become sophisticated? Rogers, like the president, came to office pledging himself to an open administration and an open State Department. Rarely before in recent memory has the State Department been more closed, cut off from the press and the public, leaving everyone that much poorer. Now this message.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back. Spray sleet salt detergents grease. Everything bounces off the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax, especially sunlight. Put on a shine in 25 minutes. Put off another one for 25 weeks.
Turtle Wax, that's a turtle shell. Turtle Wax, the turtle back.
Liquid or paste, choose Turtle Wax for your car. Anything else is mock turtle.
Would you believe it? I'm 2 years old. You see, I'm a black vinyl car top, and already I'm dry and brittle and prematurely gray. But my owner has just started caressing me with Turtle Wax Black Top Wax. Ooh, I can feel myself getting soft and supple, and my lustrous jet black color's coming back. Ooh, don't stop. Ooh.
Black top, white top, no matter what color vinyl top you have, there's a Turtle Wax vinyl top product just right for you.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Arvin Kalb, CBS News.